Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Oh, doesn't she have a lovely voice? Don't you wish we could all just sound so bright?
Who is that, Nancy?
This is a gal. Thanks for asking. How fun are you? This is a gal that I had met over the phone from a friend. And she works at Clear Channel in Sacramento.
Oh,
she came for a reading. And when she got back to work, she sells advertising. Well, it hadn't occurred to me. And she got back and she says, Nancy, I have got to get you on the air. We've got to get you. Da 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 da. And I surrendered and she gave me, sometimes you could just get a deal. So I did. And it was a commercial created for me to be aired in Sacramento, California on 14. Let's see, I'm not sure what the numbers are, 1470 AM, I believe it is, KFDK, or is it 1450? It's been a while now. I know it's KFDK.
Right.
Lena Rose, and guess and
hey,
guess
Lena
and guess,
Rose.
And White Wind. Yes, hello, ladies. We have three guests. They don't even have a name yet. But anyway, so this gal talked me into it. It was a commercial heard through the radio station for all of Northern California. I don't know how many people at night listen to it, for the Coast to Coast AM show. And, of course, Art Bell and George Norrie are some of my favorite hosts with those paranormal topics that we all would like to talk about. And so I'm so tickled. We already have a couple people online, but I would like just to bring up a couple of thoughts I want to make sure we cover tonight. First off, for you that are out there, but maybe you can't see as well, you are listening to the show, but you need us to tell you exactly what number to call in. And so the listener's dial-in number is area code 347-205-9071. So let me give it to you again. Area code 347-205-9071. Well, I'm just about ready to get started on another radio show. Remember, we've been telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that we may kind of switch around how we're going to do our radio, and I've made the first step at public radio airways, that is, in Phoenix, and I just couldn't resist this. So I'm going to be doing it and see how it works. So the address is 1480 AM in Phoenix. So do go to my website, nancymatz.net. I will have a chat room, and there will be a phone call-in number, just like you're doing now, but it will be on public air. And it will have a web address to listen if you can't access this outside the area. So I do want to put that out there. I'm also working on my psychic development course. I have finished the mediumship one. So that is being offered, and a couple of people have purchased it. I have one lady here locally who's biting at the bit to get me to finish up my psychic development. As soon as I'm done with that, of course, we will do it. Also, Karen Rothstein is joining us tonight. Hello, my dear friend. She and I are doing a book together. She's doing her book. I'm doing my book on ghosts and ghost attachments. So drawings have been done. I will post a few of them on Ghost Calls and Spirits. So that's very exciting. I've already made some of the drawings to tease you into pushing me to get the book done faster. Of course, I only have so many hours of the day, but we are going to do what we can. And the lady that you heard say hello to me when we first started, for you who haven't, I see a lot of names I recognize. White Wind, I'm not positive you've been on the show before. We have three guests, but this is Karen's in. But this is my sister, Bonnie, and she and I do a show Thursday night at 7:30, Psychic Sisters Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and we really have been having a lot of fun. In fact, Bonnie is amazingly surprising to me. All this while, she was thinking, Nancy, you're the one with the gift, and we started just for the fun of it. She talked me into it when her life changed because of a job switch, and I am absolutely amazed. I'm so tickled. I know Pamela will listen to this later on, and she also has a gift, third sister, who lives in Norfolk, Virginia. Now, all of you know that I live in Tucson, Arizona, in the middle of the gosh darn desert. Bonnie lives in the Northwest, and so she when she was working in Seattle, she'd have to travel over the Puget Sound and find her way to Suquamish area up there past the Bainbridge Island area. So we have just covered this whole continent, Bonnie. And Bonnie is just amazing, and I want to share her gift with you. So, Bonnie, we have five people online. I know the chat room will hold more numbers. So if you want to call everybody, for those in the chat room, I see our chat room is filling up. Quickly, hello, everybody. thank you, Kathy. We make a good team, and Bonnie is so gracious. I said, Bonnie, why don't you do the show with me tonight? Maybe we'll do pair up because, you know, sometimes it's wonderful to get a second opinion. Yes, I can just blast through these shows, but, you know, sometimes it's nice just to have my sister on. And so not every time will she have the time to be able to be with us, but I can't turn it down when she does have the time.
Well, I
so
sure enjoy
with,
it.
Yeah.
Especially
life
when
is,
we have these people here, these great people, Lena Rose and Mike Cathy and Shama Marie and all of our favorite people, Nancy. Great.
Yeah, I know it. It's fun. It's fun. So I would, Bonnie, if you don't mind, let's go to our first caller. It's a, and those of you, one more time, I don't know if I finished this, Lena Rose, she had written in there, how are you, Bonnie? It is in full cap, everybody. So in the chat room, because I'm watching switchboard and sometimes chit-chat will go back and forth, so do me a favor, if you have a question, please put it in caps. We will not look at it as you're shouting us, but I'll see as caps will go, oh, I'm supposed to pay attention. There's a question over there. Lynn Rose reunited with her twin last weekend. Oh, boy. So let's, after 4 years, wow. So I'm going to clip right here the 563 area code. Give us your first name and what state you're calling from.
Karen, Illinois.
Hello,
hi, Karen.
And welcome to the show. I don't know if we've talked before. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, I was just wondering. I got a couple questions. What is my guide's name?
Bonnie, think about this a moment. I wanted to tell the audience, I just had this conversation with two ladies who came for past life regression here today and visit with me. And it was amazing because I had explained to her that I can give readings to people who do not speak English. So there is what we call the universal language of music. And the translations is from your language to my language. And I really cannot ever imagine how it's done. So when I come up with a name, remember, you could be of a culture whose names I would not be able to pronounce. So sometimes when I come up with a name, I could be wrong. So a lot of times I will come up with a visual description first.
I got a man right away, Nancy. You might have got a female, but I immediately saw this middle-aged man.
Yeah.
Kind of, you did too. And he's kind of kind of stocky. I think not very, you know, just kind of a medium build. But he looks like he's, I don't know how you could really pick somebody's age, but I would say he's like in his younger than 50. It's either your uncle or your father, or, you know, of course, it could also be a great uncle or a great grandfather. But that's the first thing I saw. Did you see a man as well, Nancy?
I think this man passed away somewhere between 65 and 75. It's awful hard in spirit when they do this to us. Mm-hmm. But what you're seeing, Bonnie, is he's blinking. He's blinking from older to younger. Sometimes when they do that, tells me, Karen, that you will have a picture of them possibly at an age where you would not say you met him only or saw pictures of him when he was young, but they lived far away, so he grew older and then died. Or if he died older, but you didn't see him at the last part of his life, but you have a photograph of him younger, the feeling of uncle comes very, very strong. And he was medium complexion, dark hair, and he did thin his hair at the end of his life. He was boxy built. I don't feel like he was very tall. So if I said between 5'8" and 5'10", sometimes height is hard. I had one lady, she says, oh, my gosh, that's so-and-so, so-and-so in the family, but you were an inch off on height. And I'm going, please help. Please, I'm off an inch, but I got everything else right, so allow me. There is another woman who's come forward, and she says, I've been with this woman, meaning you, Karen, for a long time. She shows and shares with me a lot of tears in your eyes, and not necessarily grief, but frustration over the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. And she's sharing with me some of this frustration. And this woman was a little, how tall are you, 5'3"?
Yeah, 5'1.5".
5'1.5", you almost felt like 5'3". She says that she was taller than you, and she had nice cheekbones, and they were rounder, and she had a red complexion with auburn hair. And she loved her hair. She thought she was a very beautiful woman. And she might have been bloodline, or she married into the family. Now, what is important that these people are dead. And she says she's been with you a while, especially over the last 10 to 12 years or something like that. So it makes me wonder how old she really was when she died. But this woman is very interested in you and whatever emotionality you've experienced in your life. Sometimes I will do this and you'll find out later they were married to each other. Do you recognize either of these people at the moment?
No.
Okay.
I get an idea that I have a couple uncles and then I have cousins.
Okay. This is an uncle with, and then a woman. And you need to look at, when we get done, or go back and listen to the show, write down what we've said. And then take those and look for the pictures, and I wonder if I'm not seeing a man and woman who are married. A lot of times when they show up together like that, but this woman was really a pretty lady, and she had the most beautiful complexion and nice big cheekbones. And she has that red complexion that goes a long time with reddish hair. Not carrot color, but a deeper red. And these two are very, very familiar to you. So these are very important guys. I would not want to ruin whatever I said by giving a name that would never match. But when you find out their names, then you address them by their name, and these people are in your life, and they want to be recognized. The third person now, everybody, I will get to you. We've had another person add to the chat room, so I need to let Karen go. There's an itty-bitty woman who shows up, and she says she's a grandmother, and she was really shriveled up at the end of her life. She got white skin and white hair. She had a strong profile. She wasn't a little tiny bitty nose, and it makes me think that the loss of fat on her face made her features look stronger, and she's really little, and she says she's your grandmother. So while you're looking for pictures, find this woman, because she also wants to be recognized. Now, the funny thing is, and that's, it has no comment, but the man says to me, you know, they just buried me in the dirt. So I'm kind of wondering, why are you telling me this? So it may have something to do with where he's buried. And it was like maybe in the outlying areas of a city, or it was a hurried burial, something to do, he buried you, he got buried in the dirt. A very strange, very odd message. So I don't know if he's flippant with us, but this is an important message, and I don't know what it is. But the woman
he's
clearly is your guy.
Man. He's a very gentle man. The man that I saw, he's so gentle. He's got a strong body. But he's got such a gentle soul. And I think, you know, boy, I wish I could identify someone like that around me right now. I can't. But he is a beautiful human being. So you do have a lovely person who's watching over you, and a very strong one, too. I think he was buried in the dirt because he was ill. And they did have to bury him quickly. And that's what they did.
So find that out. It's sometimes a clue
it
to
was a whale
he is, Karen.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, sweet. Nice talking to you, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to let you go. We got other people here, hon. Oh. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so we'll go to, let's see how. Okay, it hung up. I just sometimes have to hold my breath, everybody. We are not having electrical storm where I live, so I should be able to stay on all night. But then if Log Talk has a hiccup, so we're going to go to 707 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi, Valerie in California. How are you, Nancy?
Oh, is this Grandma?
Grandma.
I've got the name, girl. I'm going to always remember you because of all your love and concern for your little grandson.
And
by the way, how's he doing?
Fine. Yes.
He's all healed over that terrible episode with his jaw, huh?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
How did you finally get, you got somebody to take care of him?
Oh, I did exactly what you guys told me to. And things started happening after that.
Oh, what a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I never forgot that, and I'm so glad you called back. I was so worried about that situation.
Yeah, I'm so glad I called you guys.
her grandson broke his jaw, and she was having trouble getting someone to give her medical care for him.
Mm-hmm.
So you finally did.
I'm so thankful to both of you for that. Thank you so much.
So glad. I remember what we told you.
Yeah,
you went down
I
to San Francisco.
Exactly.
Did you go down to San Francisco? San Francisco
we
General?
We ended up going to Oakland.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. Oh, that is just wonderful news.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, what a relief, Nancy. So glad we could help.
Thank you.
So, what's your question today?
My question today is, do you see my daughter getting a job? And if so, when? And also, will she be able to get her own place soon?
Hmm.
Everybody.
And I'm thinking about your area and everything. We know where you live in the North Bay area. Gosh, it's really tight right now. Yeah, I do. Don't you, Nancy? What do you see?
Well, I was typing up Dalton. Go ahead and call in or type something in cap. Boy, he got his font really. Oh, thank you, Kathy, for giving him the number. And remember, everybody. You know, sometimes we just blast these questions. We'll get as many as you can in. And that's our intent, is help you out. If you want more help, of course, you'll be calling me at home. 3 weeks, I feel like she's going to get a lead. End of August or at the end of summer, which is hard to call it because in different parts of the country, September is the end of the warm season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like exuberantly happy with this. So it may not be what we call a high-paying job, or the apartment she get isn't as large as she likes. Even if it's a one-bedroom, take it, you know, because I think she's desperate to have, if Grandma, she's living with you, I don't mean negative here.
No, I understand.
She really wants her own life, and I feel like she's going to be able to create that, but sometimes it's so hard because they're upset, things aren't working. I do have a sense that she's put the letters out, resumes, to everybody she could.
Yes,
so,
she has.
So I feel like it's maybe something that a man that's already met her, and Bonnie, it will attest to this. I mean, really, she's right on the front line with trying to find a job also, and she keeps up with all the economy, is that the money is coming. People are starting to let the purse strings out. The market's turning around. Houses starting to sell. And until Bonnie, you can set this up, is that until we see a little better economy, a lot of the jobs are there. People and managers are holding their breath.
Yes.
And I really get that at the end of summer, things are going to open up for everybody, including your daughter. I hope it's what she wants to do. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just a step in the right direction.
Right. Okay. My first sensation when you ask the question, it's kind of like you see a mountain of paper and resistance in other people that she has to go through. It's almost like she was waiting, like she's swimming through all of this. It took a second, but then I got it, just like Nancy, that there is an opening. She is going to find it. I don't think she's going to live alone, by the way. I think she's probably going to get roommates because it's so expensive where you are. That's probably
right.
Where she's going to have to look, because you just have to make too much money to live by yourself in that area. I think that's what she might do. But
where does this girl live, hon? Valerie?
Hmm?
Where does your daughter live? Where is she looking for a job?
We're in the Solano County area.
Okay, I didn't know if she was in your neighborhood. And Bonnie's absolutely right. Everybody, I know you don't know Northern California, but Bonnie and I were raised in Sacramento area. And then as adults, we kind of went our own way, and I still stayed there. And there's some communities that are just a hiccup bigger than a village. And every little village or area in Northern California kind of has a hub, and you kind of try to find your work there. And I just feel like everybody's holding their breath, and things are really going to turn around. I would say another 2 months, things are starting to pick up.
Yeah, I think she would be willing to commute or move to a bigger area, like Sacramento.
Are you west of Napa?
Yes.
Is that west of Napa? It makes me think she may have to drive to the north part of Napa. So ask her what job she's put in for the north. I'm sorry?
She used to work in Napa.
North?
Oh. She used to work in Napa, she's telling us.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
the north part of Napa, have her look there. I feel like she's already put 1, 2, possibly at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock applications already in the north part of Napa. Have her reevaluate, look at those applications, and go back to all three of them. Okay, let me know.
Okay, great. Thank you both
so
much.
Sweet. Bye-bye, Valerie.
Okay,
what a nice lady, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have met the nicest ladies and gentlemen, young people, all age groups on our shows, and Bonnie has her show. And remember, everybody, we're now in C here. It worked. Dalton, I saw you, but there's five other people in front of you, honey. So unless someone hangs up, we're going to, six now. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. So we're going to try to do what we can, and I just get so wound up. I want to help everybody, but if I talk too fast, it feels like my head is rolling. And Bright Sorcerer, I see you on there, hon. Hi. And Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, _ Sorcerer, S-O-R-C-E-R-E-R. Go to his site, and if you'll write on there, on your site, there was a great 2 hours he gave me. You know, you guys, you get me on a topic. I'm just going to talk. And I talked about time travel and looping in time and getting in a funk. And that more or less is what my second book was about, is how we loop in time and get stuck with the same thoughts. And Bright Sorcerer, he just kind of held the phone away from his ear and just let me talk. He was such a gracious host. So I do encourage you to go and look at his site and see what he's got going on. Okay, so I want to go to area code 760. And who's this? Oops, there we are. Hello there.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, San Diego.
Oh, no kidding. Well, we just love San Diego. That's where we were raised until Father was killed. We were in Pacific. Bonnie, was it Pacific or Pacifica?
Pacific, it's next to the ocean.
Pacific Heights or Pacifica, something.
Jeez, no.
And he's buried down there, Military Cemetery.
Yeah.
But Michael, it's so great to talk to you. Bonnie's cutting out just a little bit, sweet. Michael, how can Bonnie and I help you tonight?
Well, hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I Googled you yesterday, matter of fact, because I was looking up the topic of reincarnation. So I scheduled to be on the call tonight. So much has happened since yesterday. It almost seems like I should change my questions at this point. But, I know. But actually, today is a remarkable day. I met up with a past friend, who knows, maybe even a soulmate, and the topic of reincarnation came up, and I've been exploring that a lot. Just lately, there's been such remarkable times in my life. I've been trying to learn more about myself, and it's led to asking about the historical self. You know, maybe there's more that I need to learn. So I'm just curious if you had any suggestions on some of the realizations I'm going through in understanding maybe past.
Okay, so let me talk. Let me talk real quick. You know, this clearly, Michael, is one of my favorite topics, and I spent hours with Bonnie. And when you can, go to May 19th of last year and listen to Amy being interviewed. It is remarkable. Every day, I had a Doubting Thomas come today. She really wanted a past life to be explored. She'd never been regressed. I have done so many past life regressions, and I think that I kind of was pushed into it by the universe. And I can every day doubt, but every day it's proven to me there's something going on. This friend of yours, now, please don't give us any information if you don't want to. Is it a male friend or a woman friend?
A male.
Male friend. It almost feels like, and now remember, this is only my impression, there's turbulence in this person's life. Whether you're here to support the emotionality this individual is going through, but you have yet to work out some of the deals from the past, but in doing so, newness will come through, new ideas, new experiences. Not that you're not compatible in personality, but there's a lot of differences also. You may be surprised how sensitive this person is at times, yet on the other side of the coin, how much strength this individual exhibits. And so I was kind of like taken back. Does it mean you'll end up as a friendship or partnership or business? I can't tell you that. For some reason, it's being not shown to me. If your buds go down for coffee or beer once in a while, you can, but I can't know right now because of the difference in personalities, how you deal with things, if it will be a lifelong friendship. So there's something with that. You're on a growth going up to make money. There's newness coming through. You have eyes open. You're reaching your hands out. This other person might also, or fear of loss has already happened in that person's life. So I see a lot of growth from you, and this person will help make give you the confidence to try and work at it more. Have you already seen all that?
Yes, I agree with that. It's funny how I've been doubting myself, though, but yeah, that's how I really feel.
That's how I'm first reading it. Now, if you had a past life with this individual, it is a recent past life that is influencing you. So your remembrance and the familiar is so close at hand. That doesn't mean you aren't gladiators fighting it out with swords. What it means is that what you're going through now is unfinished business from a very recent lifetime.
The man,
go ahead.
I saw him too, Nancy. You know, you asked if it was a man or a woman. I did see a man initially, and he's a writer. He's a creative. I just want to throw that in. He's creative. He's a writer, and he was a successful writer. Also, just like Nancy, see a tremendous amount of energy coming from you. So you're on a great path.
Now, I'm kind of curious, because we're talking about this, Bonnie, I don't mean to interrupt. Please
go ahead.
You're going to say, I'm being told to have you review the interest in the 1930s. As a man living today in the world, do you have any association, any interest in the 1930s?
I don't know. I'm confused.
I don't either. So I don't even know what the importance of the 30s is. I know... hey, everybody, I hate to show my ignorance of history. Wasn't Prohibition after the crash, 1929, into the 30s? Was that when the Depression really hit hard? So you need to look at some of that era and see what it feels like, because I'm sitting here and I'm saying, well, if it's recent, how recent? What's recent mean? And it's like I question it myself. And I thought I saw 1930. And sometimes that represents not just the year, like that whole 31, 32, 33. So I don't know. But it might be interesting to have you ask your friend and see if he has any sense of the 1930s. And I, like I said, I just work here. So sometimes I call myself a newspaper reporter. And I just take the facts, and that's all. You know, I take the facts, I give it to you guys. So, Bonnie, how about you add it? It feels like you have something you want to add to that.
Well, when I mentioned the writer, I don't know whether what I was seeing was somebody. Now, it makes perfect sense, Nancy, if it was someone from the 30s who had been a writer, someone perhaps a friend of your father's or mother's. But I wonder if it may also be your friend. Let me just ask the question. Is your friend, your friend now, is he by any chance a writer or a creative person?
Yes.
Okay, well then it's probably him. I see the connection as well, Nancy. I think there must be something. Somebody is guiding Michael from that period. That's what we're seeing, and it's very interesting. That's great. I just wish I knew what you were going to do. So would you call us and let us know what you end up? I can see a great deal of success, a lot of energy right now. Keep what you're doing. Keep doing it. It's working very well.
All right, sir. How's that?
Thank you for that. You guys are wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, we're lucky. You know, you were easy read. All these things are happening for you, and you're going to be successful. So it's really nice when we get somebody we can say that to, isn't it, Nancy?
Oh, boy. No kidding. All right. Thank you.
Bye, Michael.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And let's go on to the next one and see that it works. And did he, okay, so, okay, there we are. Okay, the next phone number in line is area code 773. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Paula calling from Illinois.
Well, hello, Illinois again.
Yeah, you
can. So the state, as though the state only had two people in there. So, girl, Paula, how are you doing tonight, and what can we do for you?
Super good. Just feeling in a great spirit, and just wanted to ask you all. It's something that I've been thinking about lately. Whether it would be better for me to switch realtors or stick with the one that I have. I've been working with that person for several months now.
I don't
you're
feel a change, Bonnie.
Property. No, you're trying to sell your property, isn't that right?
No, I'm trying to buy one, but I haven't.
Oh, you are? Hmm.
usually when you're buying one, you can go to as many agents as you want.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a woman with light hair that will show you a piece of property. Is that the current agent that you have?
No. She has, my current agent is young. She has dark hair.
So there must be a little older lady with lighter hair. And I can't tell sometimes, I'm being truthful, with what we call a lightener on the hair or a frost job or gray. Sometimes those colors are really ambiguous. So the young lady that's showing you property, no disrespect for her, but you might want to keep your eyes open, drive around, see if there's another house, and then find out who the agent is. There's no penalties. If she's representing you, she'll still get some kind of commission. But I'm not positive this sweet young thing that's showing you houses is the one that you're going to find one with.
Yeah, because I've been working with her since April, and it just, at first I was very enthusiastic, but then two of the properties that I liked both fell through, and it was because I was trusting so much in her guidance.
Oh, my word. No, I'm not putting blame on her. There must have been a problem, and it might not have had anything to do with her other than bad luck. I don't see a young thing helping you. This is an older woman, and if she's listening, hopefully not. She does. I'm not sure if she's even in the 40s. She may be middle 40s, a little older, just the feel of her. So keep your eyes open. Go out and find yourself a house and then find the broker on that house, okay?
Perfect.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Paula.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. End of girls, that's getting into summer. Let's find that house, huh? Very good question tonight, everybody. It's not the same kind of question. It's just a big variety. As soon as this one hangs up, then I'll know I go, oh, great, this chat room switchboard is working. So I'm going to go to area code, and it looks like the chat room, there's people talking back and forth, and there's someone who volunteered in the 1930s. The Federal Reserve was created. Alcohol Anonymous was created. Mm-hmm. Gold was called in. The Great Depression. I mean, I can't see this one. And then LSD was discovered. LSD, I'm not sure. But thank you very much. I guess I was looking at something a little bigger. Federal Reserve, I guess I was looking at something that most people would know about. Huh?
It was a very tough time. You know, and writing, I saw a writer, but this man's friend is also a writer. But that was a time when writing was practically the only form of entertainment in those days, was reading books and famous writers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Like I said, I just sit here, and sometimes information comes so quick that I almost have to catch my breath. But anyway, I'd like to, Bonnie, we have another caller. I'm so excited.
Yes.
This is an area code I don't recognize, 908. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tegan. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, Tina? Is it Tina or
Tegan? Tegan.
Tegan, okay.
Yes.
So New Jersey. Okay, you girls stay up late. So what's going on, young lady? What can we do for you?
I'm wondering if, I don't know if I can ask you guys this and if this is where you guys head, but if you feel or see anyone that's passed that's around me.
You know, see, I get Bonnie kind of clue in too. When I first get that asked that question, I go, what levels? Is this a psychic hotline from the chat room?
No.
A young man, 14 years old. Psychic hotline, no. If you want that, that's Keen and some of those others. This is not going to charge you to call in. This is a talk show, and we do give advice only because so many people are.
Oh, I had heard you. Are you talking to me? Because I had heard you talking to someone a few callers ago, and you were describing their guides.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this Dalton, this young 14-year-old boy, wants to call in, and he wants to know if this is psychic hotline.
Oh,
so hold on, young lady. I've been told when someone comes on the line, now I'm going to address you. Sometimes I wonder who will show up, and I'll say to the universe, show me who's most important in this lady's life right now. And when girls, young people, or men and women, whoever calls in, and a lot of times we have predetermined who we think should be there. So when I'm sitting here like a newspaper reporter waiting for the news to come to the to the computer to me, I just receive information. So you do have a woman that's with you. Can I ask you how tall you are? 5'5"-ish?
I'm 5'7".
5'7", the woman that was coming up to you, like the little lady, and here, see, sometimes I'm really right to the height of everybody. I said 5'3", she was 5'1½". And here I thought you were 5'5", 5'7". The woman that comes up against you was medium build. She had the softest hair and was kind of like a really dark ash at the end of her life, a lot of gray going through it. But every hair of her head had the softest feel to it, like angel hair. She had a sweet face, very broad face, not a thin, long hair. And she got older because the bones in her shoulder pads is very thin. And as women get older, of course, that thins out a little bit. She didn't have a curvaceous figure. It was kind of like more up and down, the small bosom, but a little bit at the thickened in the waist. And that happens with ladies about 60 and older. So she got older. She tells me she had a disease in her body that caused her to pass over, though she didn't suffer badly. It makes me think she might have had brown eyes or what we call dark hazel. So uh-huh. I get the sense this woman is very important to you. Do you recognize her?
Can you even give me any other information? I'm a little bit vague.
You don't recognize her? She makes me think that you will.
What is her
medium build?
Her build?
Medium build, medium bone, not a tiny little bone thing. A medium and a hair shorter, medium and a little thinner. She also makes me think that she was an inch shorter or so from you. She got at least 60 and 65-ish. She did die of a disease. So I don't know if we're talking cancer or lymphoma. She did have a disease in her body. She says she didn't really suffer badly, but she did pass over from it. Do you recognize her now?
I mean, it could be my grandmother, but I'm not sure.
Now, what would make it different? I can't come up with first name. She gave me quite a bit of information. Do you remember her hair being? Do you remember her hair being angel soft?
Not really. I mean, she was heavy, very heavy set.
That's not her at all, honey. This woman is not heavy set at all. She's medium built, straight up and down, smaller bosom, and then her middle thickened up. So in life, she might have been a slimmer lady, not a large lady. So take this. This is a very important lady to you, and she says she is your personal guide. Now, that may or may not be who you were expecting, but that's the first person I saw in my eye. Now, remember, Bonnie, every psychic you talk to will maybe have a different perspective. So go ahead. And, Bonnie, if you have more to add, go ahead.
It's just funny because I see this woman, I immediately saw this woman as well, and it's fun to listen to you describe the person that I'm looking at.
I love Bonnie, too.
And there was one thing about her body, well, you described she's older, she's not very old, but she doesn't have much of a, she's got, how do I put this, she has not much of a figure, just She's matronly, I guess is the word I'm looking for, but she is slender. And when you said that about the shoulders, I saw the same thing. She seemed to be a little rounded in the shoulders, the same kind of thing. But she is your guide, and that's what I saw right away. I'm thinking that she might be an aunt, a great aunt. I'm seeing that as opposed to like a grandmother.
A grandmother?
Yeah.
So look at what Bonnie's coming up, because remember, when it comes so fast for us, I assume first it's going to be a grandmother. So I would look there first. But Bonnie, you know, she could look from a different angle. That's what's so fun about having two psychics instead of one, is that this woman is important to you. And I feel like she's been gone a handful of years or more. So I don't think she passed away just last year. But
there
do
is a man
look into
too.
The...
There's a man, too.
Is there?
You see that, Nancy? Yeah, I do. Although I think it's not like this woman. This woman is a very large and constant presence.
And what are you seeing with the man?
What do I see with him?
Yeah.
He's somebody that loved you a great deal. That's what I'm seeing. And he's not very old. He looks like he's in his 30s. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And anything else?
I was short hair, dark blonde, light brown hair.
He's slender. He's not overweight at all, and he's a little bit taller than average. I see a little bit of lengthiness in his arms. I could be wrong about that. It could just be what he's wearing. He's got this shirt on, you know, with the sleeves kind of rolled up, and it makes him look like he has longer arms.
Mm-hmm.
And he was somebody who loved you, and I see him. It was as though he was walking into the room while we were talking. So mm-hmm, he's there, mm-hmm. too. Do you see him, Nancy? Oh, you did see him. You described his hair and everything.
Yes, I'm. Go ahead, Bonnie. Finish up. I'm pleased that you see it because it's great.
Just he doesn't want to leave you. That's what I'm seeing. And he's somebody who loved you very much.
Does he say anything, or do you get anything from him?
No, sometimes we don't get words as much as because these questions. This is not like a sitting down and really trying to figure out. You know, this is a chat room. Hon, that's about, we guess, the best we can give on that. I do need to let you go. Do me a favor and check into these people and get their names because they do want to be acknowledged, okay?
Thank you very much. He was sorry to leave you, and I'll leave it at that. That's what he wanted you to know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to address a couple things in the chat room. Dalton, if you have someone in your life who is questioning whether you should talk to us or not, I'm going to encourage you not to call. Because if you are looking and someone is telling you not to trust in psychics or that this is something could be bad and wrong for you, because of your young age, I don't think you should call. Okay? I'm going to be very reserved on that. Because you're under 18 and you do not have someone there who is supporting the idea that you talk to us, I think you should not. So if you have a fast question in the chat room, if I come up with answer, fine. That's fine. I do have someone who's written these pop-up windows. Bonnie, I know you can't see it. I don't even know how to do this, but it blocks the whole chat room. I'm trying to figure if someone's in the chat room, thank you for your comment. I will not go out of order for the phone calls. So we're taking them in order. I see that you've written your call is serious business. If you have something that's so serious and we can't get to you, I apologize. And you're always welcome to call for a private session or even call Thursday night, but soon into the half hour when we first start at 7:30. So we will keep going, and I apologize if we can't get to everybody because it's important that we get to as many can, but I see some unhappiness in the chat room. If there's a problem and you're not happy with us, you don't have to be part of our chat room tonight. But we will get to you, and I promise, as soon as we can. But we don't want to cut someone short, okay?
Absolutely.
Since you are 14, driver's test is quite a long time out, so I can't answer that. Your grandmother says that she doesn't feel like you should ask us a question. My feeling is that there's a lot of positive energy around this passing and this test, so my feeling is more yes than no. So that's the best I can do for you, young man, 14 years old. Okay, good luck. Okay, so we want to go to area code 561. And who's this talking?
Hi, Nancy, it's Lena.
Hey, Lena.
Oh, this is Florida. Hello.
Hello, Nancy and Barney. How are you?
Good.
What can we do for you tonight, young lady?
Well, last weekend I went to New York and visited my twin I haven't seen in 4 years. So.
Oh, that's right. You did ask.
I did ask.
Okay.
I asked you a while back about him.
Oh, you did. You know what? You did tell us that you were visiting, and I remember you said, Nancy, what's going to happen on our trip? And Bonnie and I can't remember, you might have called both shows, and we were saying sadness and this and that, and that's when you admitted that, oh, boy, I'm going, but there's some trouble with my brother going to prison or whatever. Oh, my gosh. There was such, you know, you're going and you didn't know. There was so much emotional going on, and I get this unhappiest call sometimes. And everybody, if there was a way we could fix some of these situations, we would. We'd jump right out there. And then a person asked me, why am I in this person's life? Why am I living? And I have to admit, I wonder also, because I don't have the answers for everything. We can get our first impressions. But one lady, when I answered her question, I realized she was to be a witness to this person's life. So, Lena, I don't know what all this is happening. You don't have to share what happened with your brother and did he get jail or whatever. But I am kind of curious. Did you come back with a more positive feeling, or are you still in discord about what was going on there?
No, I'm very happy. He really wouldn't tell me what was going on with him. But
oh, he wouldn't.
That's his problem. I didn't want to pry. My friend was really trying to pry into his business, and I just felt if he didn't want to tell me, it wasn't my place to pry.
Oh, so that's a...
But we had a really good trip.
I remember we were a little concerned about you being really stressed by the trip.
Yeah,
Are you okay now?
And you know what? I was stressed. The first 2 days, I had to go with my girlfriend because her sister up there is in jail. So I had to deal with that.
Oh.
Then I had to deal with, my twin brother's issues, plus, you know, I haven't seen him in 4 years, so I was dealing with a lot of anxiety. But,
all that we're going through, when you have family discord, clearly it hurts our hearts. Sometimes I had a gal call for a session, and she wanted to know if she should continue giving money to someone in her family. And I says, geez, you have money, extra money? In the middle of a recession, Carrie, Bonnie and I have talked about this so much, that we really do need to hold on to our money and our energy and our time. Yet, if family is that important to you, you gave up money to go travel to New York, and I know you're in Florida, and it will cost money to do all this, so I commend you for stepping up and at least doing that.
Well, my friend paid my way, but my brother even asked me, how are you making it, this and that, and I was really afraid to ask him for money because I didn't want him to think that I was just going to see him for money, so I really kept avoiding it, but he kept bringing it up and kept bringing it up, and even just as I was walking out the door, he brought it up again, and I kept avoiding it because I didn't want to ask him for money.
Mm.
It was like really a touch, and his wife is like really... forget about getting a penny from her. She resents him giving me a nickel, even if she knows I'm in the street. She says,
oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
we told you last time that we felt discord with the brother still. So unfortunately, this process that he's going through will not be fixed in the near future. And please don't give us any names or what the situation is. But I'm not feeling a comfortable, settled feeling, irregardless if he goes to prison or not, or if there's jail, fines, whatever. So I think there's disharmony in the family for a time longer. So, Lena, is there a question you can ask us about all this? And this is kind of like heart-wrenching what you're going through, but if there's something, Bonnie, I can help you.
Do you think that he's going to help me? Or why do you think he kept asking me about finance, money, and working, and he didn't even like... I don't know. I just don't know why he was doing that when he should have just handed me some money and said, I know you need it, instead of asking me, and it put me in an awkward position.
Bonnie,
well,
do you have an answer on that?
I kind of think that I was impressed when you were saying earlier that he kept bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed that he thought enough to do that, but he's afraid that he'll hurt you by mentioning it. Some people are so prideful they don't want any help. So maybe that's why he kept mentioning it. He wasn't sure whether or not you would accept it, and you didn't say that you would. You avoided the subject. So I believe he's going to get in touch with you. Not right away, unfortunately, but...
Well, he did call me a few nights ago.
Oh, did he? Okay. So
yeah,
you,
I was
well,
shocked.
That's something. Yeah,
I
that's something.
Shocked.
It is.
You know...
surprises me. It surprises me in that I know I have this feeling you're going to hear from him. I think you'll hear from him again, but it wouldn't...
conversation, but I'm not sure if I hear money going... I don't know if I'm picking up hands shaking and money going across the table, Lena. Bonnie, I think the conversation, he's going to inquire how you're doing, but I'm not sure there's money involved. So if I don't get a good feel, then there might be anxiety before you get money, or it may not happen. Bonnie, you have a head on that?
Well, I think that he wants to. So he isn't, no, you're right, Nancy, he isn't going to be handing it to her because when he does send her money, he's going to be in New York, she's going to be in Florida. But I do think that it'll happen eventually. It's just not happening. What you're seeing is it's not happening yet, but it will happen. He is, you're his twin sister. That's a very, very phenomenal bond. He's thinking about you. I think he's thinking about you right now as we're speaking. You're on his mind. So that's a good thing. Your brother loves you. That's the most important thing.
I mean, there he lost $1 million in his business last year. I lost my job. So, I mean, we definitely. Yeah, I mean, but mine was more devastating than his. He could still function. He can still live. And within his means, you know what I mean? I have resorted to government assistance.
If he has that kind of, or has had in the past, that kind of money, then a little bit of money to him is not a big deal, even though he may not have it right now. He understands you're needing the money, and he's concerned. He loves you. You're a sister. So I think he will be there for you eventually, just not right now. I see problems with the wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of
really
a real pain in the butt. So he's going to have to do it without her knowing about it.
Boy, she is something else. I mean, he gave me $100 to go out with, and she said, oh, keep the change. Yeah.
Well, you know, I hate to do this to you, girl. We just have another person after you now.
Okay,
so I need to let you go. You take care. Let us know that you're okay, huh?
Okay, thank you.
Glad you're home okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I guess there is also a blessing around it. It's nice that you travel in the middle of winter. So thank you, everybody, for being cheerful in the chat room. We had some tense moments there. and unfortunately, someone was unhappy with our answering calls slowly, and that is unfortunate. I hope that person has healing in their life. So anyway, hello, everybody. Lone Wolfman, After Dark, and Bright Sorcerer. I've seen Kathy. I'm just looking at the chat room quickly here, pulling back up. So American Heroes Radio, what a great title. So anyway, let me announce again before we lose time. It's 702 area code. I'm going to get to you right now. In 2 weeks, I'll be on the radio in Phoenix, 1480 AM. So I encourage you to look it up, KPAX, and be on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So go to my website, nancymaps.net. I've created a chat room. I'll take it up there with me, and if I have a switchboard that someone else man, thank goodness. So it's all fun, all fun. I just love it. I have the motorhome up there, so we're going to make it a weekly jaunt up there, do a little shopping, little fun stuff during the day, do the radio show and spend the night, and
that's
all
next
this
Saturday,
will be fun.
That's next Saturday?
August the 8th.
Oh, August the 8th. Are you going to have 1 hour or 2 hours?
Well, we're still negotiating on that. That's
okay,
why I didn't say that. Still in the air.
Okay.
So I want to go to area code 702, and that is Nevada.
Am I on?
Yes, hello.
Hi, it's Leah. I'm actually in Tucson. I used to live in Las Vegas.
Oh, did you? Well, I used to live in Sacramento, so I have a 916 number, so I understand. Well, nice to meet you, Leah, and you are in Tucson, my city. I live outside of Tucson and Vail. So, my friend, what is going on with you? What's happening?
Career, financial confusion, I would say.
Oh, can you narrow it down a little bit for us?
Well, money just doesn't seem to be coming in. I'm working and doing all kinds of things, and just doesn't seem to be manifesting.
Right, Sorcerer, I see what you're saying. Well, 2 hours, oh boy. Leila, I do have a sense of 2 weeks to 2 months. Sometimes it's hard to tell when we're talking on the air like this, but I do see it turning around. And after the two, whether it's 2 weeks or 2 months, I see a smile on your face. Now, you don't have to tell us what you do. If you are working, congratulations. Keep at it. So sometimes I don't know what extra money means or better money. Do you pay a bill off and you get more money, or do you get a raise, or you get a second job? Sometimes it's hard to know. Bonnie, what kind of comments can you give this gal?
What I saw was something having to do with real estate. So I don't know if it's because she's thinking about selling her own home or moving, or if she's in real estate. It's one of those things. I'm not seeing. Are you in real estate, by any chance? For career? No.
No.
Well, I do see something related to real estate. Maybe you're going to move.
Moving?
Well, not necessarily. It could be a lot of things that triggers the notion that you're moving. It could even be that someone is moving to see you. I'm seeing something. You're going to be involved in someone getting a house or near you. So,
sometimes it's hard to tell, but I do get a sense after the end of summer that things have improved. How they do that for you, unless you want to share with us what you do for a living, I don't get a bad feeling. I don't think you're going to go into the poopers here. So I feel like things will turn around for you. I have to share with everybody listening in, Tucson has got a big hit with this recession. And even I had a big hit. We had two houses. And Bonnie knows, my sister, we put both of them up on the market to see what happened, and the one I wanted to stay in sold first. So we're back in Tucson because of that. This area, the house I'm in, it was on the market off and on for 3.5 years. It just wasn't moving. So a lot of things have been affected, so maybe Bonnie picked up, if you work in the area, whoever mm-hmm. it is, the economy turns around, people move into the area. There's real estate, a lot of real estate dealings that filter down to the rest of us. So I never question what a psychic says because we don't know what it means yet. So mm-hmm. if Bonnie picked it up and I didn't, it doesn't mean that that doesn't affect you personally. I do get a turnaround. I get a smile on your face and your world will be better. Okay?
Well,
is there another question with that?
Well, move was a possibility.
So maybe Bonnie picked up that energy, but it didn't happen.
I don't see you doing it right now. It's not really necessary because I think what Nancy's saying is true. It's turning around for you. Just like the economy is. The reason why real estate is so important is because it's critical in your area, as Nancy's pointed out. You know, people are you know, trying to sell their – everything's kind of stagnant as a result of the real estate situation being so bad in Arizona. Yeah, I don't see you having to move. I kind of think you need to stay where you are for a little while and keep working and don't give up on what you're doing because it's going to result in some success. It's just that right now everything is so bad. It's like they say, I've been down so long it's starting to look like up to me. So, but it will get better. So hang in there. Keep doing what you're doing because it isn't a bad idea. You're in the right field right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
All right,
lovely.
Thank you.
Lady. And Tucson, we really did take a hit. As well as you understand, Central California, there are so many states, and she had a 702 area code, but Las Vegas, my husband's two children live in Henderson. And that area took a huge hit, which affected every part of the economy. Oh, we have 2 minutes left, Bonnie. Boy, that hour went so fast. You know, everybody in the chat room, you've been so courteous. They're talking back and forth. Today in Tucson, it was 107. After my ladies today, I did have to go shopping, and I got out, did a couple errands, got the gas in the car, and turned right around. I was really worried that the tires would melt right off my car, and it was so hot. You know, we women have to shop. Boy, sometimes I get what's called cabin fever, and it is like craziness. Bonnie, did you tell me today that you got hot up there, too? Heat wave is hitting from left to right. What was your temperature up there in Washington today?
When they talk about the heat, they have a heat index, and they said the weather tomorrow, which is predicted to be around 98 degrees, has a heat index of 123.
Oh, what? Wow.
In other words, they said for people who are in Arizona, they said it was as though it was 123 in Arizona. I presume that has something to do with the fact that it's so rare to be that hot here and also that it's very humid. So I'm not going outside. Man, I'm staying indoors. I'm not going out there. I'm sure glad you got in okay. You didn't tell everybody you lost your air conditioning in your car last week.
How we went up there to talk to the radio people, you know, negotiations are going on. And, my gosh, the air conditioning, I have a bright yellow, newer Volkswagen, and it is canary yellow. And I tell you, it's so fun to drive. So even though it's a two-hour drive up to the middle of Phoenix, we got there okay, but then the air conditioner did break, and we had to find a repair people. So 4 hours later, everybody, we had a melting. Oh, my gosh, we had 57 seconds left. Bonnie, thank you for joining me tonight. Everybody, you know we are close, and there's a third sister, and I want to appreciate that she comes on. You kids out there are getting two for the price of one. If you want our services, Bonnie is in fast training to get certification for being a life coach. And with her background in so many diverse ways, she will finish filling out and have a page on Psychic Sisters Talks. So if you want both of us to give you a session, go to nancymaps.net. Watch PsychicSistersTalk.com for Bonnie to announce she's also in line to do readings. Everybody, love it. Thank you for coming. See us Thursday night. Bonnie, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for joining us. It's great to have you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Talk to you later. Okay, bye. Bonnie, good night.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, love you.